of a News You Can Use podcast. I do want to thank our sponsors, Spotify for Podcasters, for this platform. It makes it really easy to podcast wherever I am, and I use it on my iPhone and also my laptop, so it's very accessible. And now you can record video episodes like this one, and you know, you can, your audience, your podcast audience, can actually see your videos on Spotify. Now, it's only on Spotify only. On the other platforms where your podcast streams, it'll just be audio. So anyhow, I just love all the different features, and I'm learning, really doing my best to figure out how to get these black business owners that a News You Can Use podcast promotes in more homes, you know, so that they can be patronized and they can, you know, continue to fulfill their goals and their missions and purpose. And so I'm so grateful that you have tapped into a News You Can Use podcast today. And if this is your first time tapping into a News You Can Use podcast, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to a News You Can Use podcast. And if you are a returning audience member, listener of a News and Use podcast, y'all, we need to come up with a, this is random. We need to come up with a name for the audience for a News and Use podcast. Y'all send that in. Y'all can send that in through, you can leave a voice message here on the Spotify for Podcasters app. Or you can, or the link will be on the bottom of the show notes. And also, you can email it to, MelchizedekLLC@gmail.com. And that'll be in the show notes too. That's the same place where you can, email your positive, music by black artists. I digress. Thank you, returning audience members, for coming back and tuning in to another episode of News You Use Podcast. We are delighted and excited to introduce you to more powerful, impactful, just dope ass motherfucking, like, just kick ass, dope ass, damn, you can't just everything, you know. The black business owners that come on a News You Can Use podcast are like doing the work, and that's what I'm all about, doing the motherfucking work. Fuck all that talk and all that preaching and lectures and shit. You done got the knowledge, now fucking put that shit in play, motherfucking do the shit. And make it effective. Goddamn it, get to it, you know. Shit, you know, be a go-getter, you know. Get that shit, go get that shit, you know. Sitting on your ass. Fuck that sitting on your ass shit this year. 2024, it's time to get off your ass. And so, this is the new introduction. This is a new introduction for the future episodes of a News You Can Use podcast, season 5. Grateful for our 5th year anniversary, that which took place January 26, 2024. We are just grateful. We gonna cue the applause. I'm gonna make sure I put the applause in this time. I said this 2 episodes ago, but I'm actually really cue the applause. I'm gonna figure that out. And so anyway, I am just so grateful that everyone is tuning in, and I want you to make sure you share this podcast with 10 of your friends. It don't take nothing to just hit the share button on whatever platform that you're listening to your podcast, this podcast right now, just share it and share to your stories on Instagram or Facebook, or just share to your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed for me. Or just send it out. If you have an email list, do me a favor. Send it out to your people. You got a text message friends. You know, you got some friends that you know love podcasts or love supporting black business owners. Send my podcast, A News You Can Use Podcast, to them, because a News You Can Use Podcast mission is to promote black business owners and artists. You know, because we are doing the work, you know, to help our communities. You know, we really are. You know, if you go back to, you know, when I first started this, you know, you and keep going through, you know, to listen to the over 70 business owners that I've interviewed, you know, you'll hear the work that's been doing out there in the world, in the diaspora. And so I'm so grateful for you again. Make sure you share the podcast with 10 of your friends. The next step I'm asking, my next call to action is for you to review the podcast. Seriously, guys, the reviews are so, so seriously needed, in particular to my podcast, and even when I speak on my books later on. The books need reviewing. You know, we need your reviews on the books that I sell and I've written. I need reviews on A News You Can Use Podcast, wherever you listen to it. If it's Spotify you listen to, leave me a rating. Leave me a rating. Put 5 stars. Put 5 stars or email me, text message me, go to my website and chat with me. Come to Frontier Gardener. Frontier_Gardener on Instagram, TikTok, @Frontier. I'm accessible. Miss Frenchie06. And that's Frenchie with a Y. On X, formerly known as Twitter. And so message me why you can't give me a 5 rating, you know. On Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating. Leave us not only a rating, but also leave a review. And I'm going to tell you why. The reviews help other people to discover the podcast that have similar views to yourself, that this podcast might resonate with them as it has resonated with you. And so your review is going to help people say, oh, okay, this is what's going on in this podcast. Okay, let me check in now. And so it makes my algorithm better. You know how you on Facebook, on the post to say, hey, leave me a five word sentence. You know, I'm trying to fix my algorithm, you know, that kind of sort of thing. So I'm trying to get on the top of the algorithm. I'm really trying to push the podcast on local Dallas, Texas, residents in the Dallas Metroplex. I'm really trying to push the podcast on the Metroplex. Stay tuned. I'll be doing live podcasting from the Plug Hubs big event for spring break at the Epic Center in Grand Prairie, Texas. So stay tuned for that, for spring break in March. That's next month. That's going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to be challenging myself to do something different and new. And so I'm really just want to ask that you start leaving us voice messages. And I'll play the voice messages on the next episode. You know, in the voice messages, you can leave a voice message suggesting a topic or suggesting a black business owner or a black business musician, artist, visual artist, producer. You can suggest topics. You can also just give me a shout out and just tell me how you feel. Give me feedback on what's going on. And so I am just grateful for you. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing for the podcast. My last call to action is that you please, and I'm not gonna beg, but I do ask that you donate to the podcast. All right, if you don't donate, sponsor an episode, which is actually only $75, and that's for a it's quarterly. So every 3 months, it's $75 to sponsor an episode to advertise your business or product on the podcast to the diaspora. This is a global podcast. 91% of the listenership is in the United States of America. And the rest of the percentage is in 30 other countries. And so are so. And so that is pretty much a demographic. And yeah, that's all I got. No, that's not all I got. As I stated, if you are a musician, a black musician who creates music, positive music, that's what I'm really looking for. I am seeking music for the podcast to be played on the podcast, due to full transparency, due to licensing agreements and things like that. I don't really play everybody's music because I don't want to, you know, step on anybody's feet and disrespect anybody and do the wrong things in regards to people's music rights. Therefore, when people send me their music, they're giving me the rights to play their music, so I have the right to play it. So that's why you'll hear a lot of my own music. You'll hear my own beats. My name is Frenchair Gardner, if I haven't said that already. I don't even know if I said that. My name is Frenchair Gardner. I'm the host of A News and Use podcast. I created this thing back in 2019. And so anyway, what was I saying? I should write these things down. Anyway, but I'm just in the spirit right now. But I'm just saying that I write books. I'm an author. I like your support. We need sponsors because it takes a lot of time, effort, energy, to create a podcast and you know, I really love for my quality to be a lot better than what it is, but shit, right now I don't have the funds. You know, full transparency. You know, I'm not even working right now. I'm not even well enough to be working. I just thank God that I'm just like standing right now. You know, I'm not working. You know, I'm ill right now, mentally ill. I really been suffering from depression and anxiety, and the days that I am able to push out an episode is just a miracle, for real. So, again, grateful that you're here with us at a News and Use podcast, and we need your support. So if you can support us with a monthly contribution to our Cash App at $ B and Us LLC, BEANDUS LLC. We have PayPal.me/ Frenchair, FrenchAire. We have Venmo at Frenchair-Gartner. And then we also have BuyMeACoffee.com/ Frenchair. And then we also have a Patreon page / Frenchair. But I honestly haven't been putting any content on the Patreon page, so I'm going to easily admit that. But I still need your support there as well to continue these creative endeavors and supporting these black business owners all over the diaspora. And that includes yourself. You know, so if you – here's an invitation. Here's a personal invitation from me to you, black business owner, wherever you are, in the diaspora, if you would like to be a guest on the podcast, reach out to me. You can leave a voice message here on the podcast, which is, as I stated on the show notes, on the bottom of the show notes, there's a link for you to tap in and leave a voice message on the show notes as well. You'll have my Instagram page. You can leave me a DM on my Instagram page at friendshare_gardner. You can also go to my website at frenchair.com. FrenchAire.com, and you can hit the chat feature, or you can go to the very bottom of the page and there's a contact us page. So there's either or. If you chat, that's going to be real time. I'm going to talk to you right there in real time because I have an app that's connected to my phone that I can see, you know, when people show up on my phone. I really like Wix. And this is an unsolicited, unpaid plug for Wix.com, W-I-X.com. I have a Wix page, and someone I paid, I can't even remember her name, but it was a sister thing. It was a sister that built my website, her and her team, and she suggested the Wix, so I did it. And I think Andrea from Womb Woman with an X, she suggested Wix before as well. And so I got a Wix website. And so it has there's an app that, you know, you can see the visitors in the real time on your website. And it says, ding dong. That's my sound. Ding dong. I was like, oh, I love that. That might be money. Let me see. Hey, how you doing? So if you ever see somebody chatting with you on my website at FrenchAire.com, FrenchAire.com, then know that's me. Me. I'm only a one-woman show. I'm trying to improve that. Y'all can help me improve that with y'all donations and your sponsorships. I can give myself a team. You know, help me. Let's collaborate. Let's build. Podcasters, I love if we have a like-minded or similar platform. I would love to collaborate you and do a podcast swap of some sort and team up with that, because I believe collaboration is going to be key this year for me and my platform. So looking for sponsors to advertise on the podcast is $75. Black business owners is invited to be a guest, black musicians, black artists, black visual artists, you know, are invited to be a guest on a News You Use podcast. And there is a $25 investment this year. I'm putting a value on the value I'm bringing to you, because you're getting a podcast, a flyer, maybe a flyer, but definitely a headliner audio clip. You're going to get, you know, you'll be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, you know, iVox, you name it. You know, wherever you listen to your podcast, A News You Use podcast is there, you know, gratefully, thankfully. And so that's a big value, and we're all over the world, you know, all over the world is listening to and tapping into the podcast. So, you know, that's a big deal, and we're not taking that for granted, and we're grateful for that. And so we're grateful for all of you all over the world, all colors and races and beautiful, and I love you and I'm grateful for you. And so tap in. I'm gonna give this one website to tap into. It's the first one that should be on the show notes for myself. This link is, Tristan Carpenter, I'm going to put her on. Tristan Carpenter, shout her out. Tristan Carpenter did a, met her at from DFW Tech, and I met her at a couple events last summer. And she, I said I wanted to exchange the contacts because we were going to collaborate on several different things. And she hit me with the car. She's like, oh, you should be able to tap your phone, the and I should get your contact. I don't think it worked, but I probably ended up scanning the QR code. I was like, oh, that's cool. How do I get one? She was like, oh, here it is. You got to show you, and you can get one for free. And I did. And like now, I'm the fly girl, you know, with a digital business card. I ain't printing up no more cards. I'm using the Link app. So check out my Link app. L as in like, I as in ice, N as in nice, Q as in queen, A as in apple, P as in perfect, P as in power, .com / French Air, FrenchAire. When the screen pops up, I want you to push the share button and save my contact. And then push done. Then swipe down, or if you want to give me your contact information, type in what you want to give me, your name, your email, and your phone number, or your email, or your phone number, and then down and send me your contacts, and then swipe down, and then you'll see my portfolio of my art, my books, some of my pictures from events that I participated in, not all of them, but some of them, you know, maybe a couple or two of interviews, a commercial, you can tap into my Threadless page, where that's more of my artist collection, where I've put my abstract paintings on, collection of items from, ranging from home items, actual visual art, posters, paintings, canvas of my original abstract paintings, and also t-shirts, onesies, stickers, notebooks, binders, journals, duvets, shower curtains, mugs, tumblers, tote bags, stickers, buttons, a range of collections. So you can see that there. You can go to FrenchAire.com, FrenchAire.com, to tap in to buy all my books. Here I'm going to list out my books. My children's book, Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? The first edition is an ebook. I think I need to put that on the website. I don't think it's connected, but it's on Amazon, actually. But I have to put the book on the website, on my website. I haven't done that. But it's on Amazon as an ebook only on Kindle, and it's $3.99. And then you have the second edition of Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? Is available as a paperback in English and in Spanish, as well as the Kindle or the Amazon ebook in English and Spanish. And then those are the paperback is $12 each in English and Spanish, and the ebooks are $6 or $5.99. And then, no, that might not be right, but I can't even recall, honestly. But anyway, there also is an English version of the audiobook of Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore, available on my website for only $6. Now, I also want to mention that Mommy and Daddy and Do You Still Love Me Anymore, the second edition, won honorable mention at the Book Fest Spring 22. So that's really exciting. I am the co-author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Finding Joy in the Journey, Volume 2. A Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times. It's a 90-day devotional where 90 different authors, Vanessa Blackwell, orchestrated to write on the topics of finding joy during difficult times. And that story really resonated with me because, I have ups and downs all the time with depression, anxiety, PTSD, all the trauma I've experienced with being molested by my father, domestic violence, homelessness, just so much, so much I've been through, so much trauma. So it's really, finding joy is one of the key things that I'm looking for in my day every day. You know, how can I get it? How can I maintain it? And so that's Finding Joy in the Journey, Volume 2, Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times. It's available as a paperback. It's $20. And so $25 with shipping, actually. $25 with shipping. And so you get your signed copies of those. And then we have number one international Amazon bestseller, Gold Nuggets for Entrepreneurs, Lessons That Change Your Life. Where Singapore's Vicky Esther Chang, she presented 11 international authors, including myself, in this book about entrepreneurism, business management. My particular chapter I wrote on the history of Black business owners in America, as well as just giving a plethora of tips and advice from the experts that I've learned from over the years. That book is available in hardcover and paperback on my website. It's $25 for the hardcover, $30 with shipping, because $5 for shipping. And then it's $10 for the paperback, $5 shipping, on my website, frenchair.com. You can also get the ebook on Amazon, Gold Nuggets for Entrepreneurs, Lessons That Change Your Life. And then I'm also the co-author of the single, Saves Struggle, The Struggle Continues, an audiobook where Angie B. Productions, Angie B put together an audiobook series, and the single Say Struggle, The Struggle Continues is one of the audiobooks of the series, and where 8 authors talk about our wild pandemic stories, and it gets wild, y'all. Wow. That book's available. The audiobook only is available on my website for $15. So it's an email download, so I'd email you the download. And so anyway, yes, the single say struggle, The Struggle Continues is pretty wild. And lastly, I'm the co-author of The Strategy, and I'm doing air quotes for the people who can't see me, The Strategy and Struggle, which is an ebook, part of a mini ebook series, where Alani Media Group, they produced this mini ebook about 5 women entrepreneurs. We told our business stories from struggles to success, and sometimes from success to struggles. You know how it is in business. You have your ebbs, your ups and downs. So that's my portfolio. I'm also a painter. I'm a visual artist. I paint original abstract acrylic paintings. I've been dabbling in watercolors and oil colors. So I'm actually, when I get off of here, I'm going to go paint. I'm feeling inspired. And so this is a very long introduction. I hope you stay to the end. There's going to be a dynamic, impactful Black business owner impacting other Blacks in the diaspora. You want to stay tuned. Thank you.
So, welcome to another episode of A News You Can Use podcast. My name is Frenchier Gardner. I am the host and creator of the podcast, A News You Can Use podcast, which promotes Black business owners and artists to the diaspora, because I feel that we are doing some really impactful things in our communities for people, but the mainstream media is not really telling our stories. So that's what A News You Can Use podcast is about, and it is streaming on all of your podcasting platforms. So do follow us, subscribe, leave us a review. It's so important that you give reviews of the podcast, because it really helps other people like yourselves to actually discover the podcast. So please leave a review on the podcast. You can actually watch the podcast on the Spotify app. So before I go any further, I want to welcome our business spotlight on the line, which is Jamar Saunders. Welcome to the show, Jamar.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I love the podcast intro. I actually have a podcast too, so.
Very nice. I will be talking about that soon. So, and did I ask you how you was doing? I'm sorry, my bad.
I'm doing well, very well.
Good. So, just some housekeeping. Like I said, follow us, subscribe to A News You Can Use podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you stream your podcast. I want to thank you all for taking the time to come on the live on Instagram at Frenchair Gardner page to view this this live recording of A News and Use podcast. If you want to watch some other videos, they are streaming on Spotify. And I think lastly, I want to say I am requesting and seeking more guests for the podcast. So if you are a Black business owner or artist, I invite you to be a guest on the podcast. I'm also seeking advertisers and sponsors for the podcast. So if you would like to advertise your business, product, or services on the podcast, I invite you to do so by sending me an inbox on Instagram. Going to my website, Frenchair.com, FrenchAire.com, and leaving me a message on there. And I'd love to connect you and get you promoted on this global podcast. And lastly, I ask and invite you to donate and give to this project. We do need support. I'm doing Instagram lives because I want to engage with the podcast audience while also giving you a visual of who I'm interviewing. And so I would love to, you know, in the future have a StreamYard or some kind of, you know, program to do that, but need the funds. So definitely donate. We have a buy me a coffee link. Buy me a coffee/Frenchair. We have PayPal, we have Venmo, we have Cash App. We got all the things. Drop the cash. Support A News You Can Use podcast. So we're going to get into it. Thank y'all for being here on the live. I'm going to shout out my people on the live. A lot of people have jumped on. Thanks, Chris, Just Joyful 54, Reese Bozier, Neiman Duncan, Journey with BB, Rim Networking, Tanks 4747, Babalawa, Sangadora, Ifasina, Day True, The Fair, and my homie, the Premier Zumba King. So thank y'all for joining the live. Y'all are welcome to ask Jamar, our guest, questions. So I will introduce Jamar. Let me see. So Jamar Saunders is a self-made entrepreneur with introverted traits. His Jamar Sanders, a self-made entrepreneur with introverted traits, comes from the small town of Chester, Pennsylvania. His journey is unique, weaving through various paths. Jamar, who served in the Marine Corps, uses his experiences to fuel his passion for improving lives holistically. He founded a nonprofit aimed at helping communities and battling the school-to-prison pipeline, a cause close to his heart from his youth. Jamar's creativity shines as a CEO of an innovative hot sauce brand, adding zest to the food industry. He also connects with people as a podcast host, where he shares motivating, daring, funny stories and insights. His work has gained recognition on ABC, Fox 29, and other media outlets. Jamar's diverse career is a testament to his dedication to making a positive difference. Recently, he's focused on developing social solutions for introverts, helping them lead more fulfilling lives. He teaches skills that make people stand out, drawing on his transformation from a quiet observer to a dynamic speaker and author. So, okay. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So I just read your podcast, your bio, Jamar. So, but tell us who you are. Give us some historical background of who you are, where you're from, and where you at.
So I'm from Chester, PA, a small town. I guess you could say where there's a lot of underprivileged youth, a lot of people not getting great opportunities or light. So I love the show, and I like how you're, you know, exposing more and more people with great stories, and that's what we need to hear. We just need more great media. I was raised by my grandparents, so I'm a little bit more old-fashioned with a lot of things and thought processes and things like that. But I'm definitely an introvert. I think I fought this for many years, and I just couldn't get why I was so drained at social events. I always hung out with a lot of extroverts. So what happened when you hang out with a lot of extroverts, you know nothing about yourself. You just think you don't like people as much. You know what I mean? They're always wondering, like, hey, why you seem so drained? Why you like going out? And I was like, I always thought something was wrong with me. You know what I mean? So with that being said, over the last 4 or 5 years, I've just been on a mission to discover myself more and more. And I realized that many people, like when they got to know me, I got more exposed to like their personality and I warmed up to them. I was able to speak better, clearer, more precise with these new people, you know? And it got to me. I was like, yo, what is this? So I started learning about introversion and things like that. Because I'm talkative if I like you.
Okay. Know
what I mean? I'm selectively social.
Okay.
I realize. That's more like a better term for introversion is being selectively social.
Okay.
So there's a filtering process. There's a process in which you have to trust someone to fully open up as an introvert most of the time. And here's the thing about also being an introvert is this. There's a spectrum to introversion. There's a introvert-extrovert spectrum, right? On one side is complete introversion. On the other side is extroversion. In the middle is an ambivert, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got people, introverts, who get, you know, we get powered up. We get super charged from isolation and recharging in ourself. In solitude, and then we have the ambivert in the middle who can get charged up by themselves, or they might get charged up from social events. And then we got the extrovert who gets charged up for social events. But this is all like, this is the spectrum here, right?
Right.
So I was in the middle of being an introvert and an ambivert. I'm not a total introvert, per se, in my opinion, learning, but I do recharge in solitude. So I spent so many years of my life being exhausted socially, and I just didn't know how to deal with myself. And this will make me, you know, this will make me go to these events. And if you're exhausted socially, if you're an introvert, if you're listening, you're an introvert, you understand that you're a little bit more snappy, you got a little bit of attitude, you didn't get your you time yet. You know what I mean?
Yes.
After work, you always have to decompress before you talk to your significant other. You know, because you're like, no, I need 30 minutes of me, at least.
Okay.
And just things like that came up. But these introverted qualities, I've realized that they're going to hold me back in life. So I started saying, yo, I got to start taking these social risks.
Okay.
And life is full of social risks, but so many introversion books, that's why I wrote the book. I got like my copy right here. That's why I wrote this book, is because so many people think because they're not extroverted, they're not going to make it socially. And we've got it wrong. I think you can excel. You can excel at being social as an introvert. You know why? Because you're observant. You listen. You thrive in networks because you're listening to people. And there's like, I remember I read a book that stood out to me. It's like how to have confidence. Not have confidence. I forgot what the name of the book was. It was a book about personal. It talked about white magic. And what white magic was this. Listen to people and you're quiet. They start to believe you're the smartest person in the room.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to them. Because you got to be smart enough to listen to them. And understand, so it raises your perception of your intelligence.
Okay.
So I started to realize there's many social aspects that introverts actually had advantages on that extroverts did not. And I read so many books about introversion, and it always were doom and gloom. This is, you know, it just talked down about being an introvert and not the powers of being introvert. Because think about it, who do you know is an introvert, but they're such a great friend at listening and they never tell your secrets and there's great confidence?
That's true.
Yeah.
I do.
You never see them in drama often at all either. And pretty much I wrote the book just to like highlight these things, but also teach social skills and how to strengthen social skills. You know?
I do.
Like, so a lot of introverts, a lot of my favorite introverts are like David Goggins. You know who David Goggins is?
I'm not sure. Off the top of my head.
So he was also a veteran, and he tells this story. He's like a major marathon runner, very a motivational speaker at this point, but he was introverted as well. There's so many introvert public speakers we don't know about. Who was it? You know the baddest in Miami, Trina?
Yes.
She's actually an introvert too.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Barack Obama's an introvert. And you start to think like all these introvert performers and people out here in media, but they do these I guess you say social gymnastics.
Yes.
So it's possible, but and this is why. It's because we, as introverts, right, we're very thoughtful. We look up as much information as possible to be sure we say the correct things before we say it out of our mouth.
That makes sense.
David Goggins, he was overweight. I was overweight, too, but I didn't know he was that overweight. I was like, that's crazy. My man lost, like, 80 pounds in 3 months to make to get into, like, the Navy SEALs.
Okay, so our audience, Emil Henry, is familiar with David Goggins. Okay, she said David goes hard. Okay, Emil, thanks everybody for being on the live with us. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. I would consider myself an extrovert, but as I've matured and got older, I've actually gotten a lot more socially awkward in social circles and things like. When I was like, well, I say 20 years ago, when I was in college, it was nothing for me to go into a room full of people that I don't know and work the whole damn room. And now when I go into spaces, it goes two ways. Now it's like, sometimes I'm like, I'm ready for it. And I'm ready to go for it. I'm ready to meet people. But then there's other days where I'm feeling very introverted, where I'm like, I don't feel comfortable, you know, starting the new conversations. So it's an interesting time right now. So it does make what you said made a lot of sense. Really?
Yeah, that's mainly because we all got our different levels of dopamine tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So introverts need, so we get overstimulated by dopamine a lot quicker. So you can imagine like a social cup, right? And more, if you're more extroverted, you have like a social like pitcher. You can take a lot in while being overstimulated.
Right.
But when it comes to being, if you're like super introverted, your cup is like a shot glass compared to that pitcher.
No, yes, you're absolutely right. It's the level of, you know, capacity of sorts. Because even as an extrovert, I do have to take the time maybe a day or two after dealing with crowds to, like, decompress and to get myself back to wherever I need to be. So it does take a drain from me in regards to people. So I get what you're saying. So what is this? This is your first book, correct?
It is actually my first book. Yeah.
And so, what was the process like? Are you self-published? What was the writing process like?
So I am self-published, but I published myself under my, I guess under my publishing company. So
okay.
I have a publishing company now. It's called High Ticket Introvert Publishing. And the reason why I call it a high ticket introvert, because I want to add value to being an introvert. So when you're high ticket, you have a high value. So in a way, you're a high value introvert. So it's books and other things I'm going to write mainly just for introverts. But the writing process is this. I went to a podcast conference, right?
Okay.
Actually in Miami. So I met a wonderful person named Jessica Amaro. I don't know if you know her or not. She is actually a writing coach.
Okay.
I was just telling her, like, that's so dope. She's like, I ain't got a podcast yet, but I'm about to make a podcast. And I was like, that's so amazing what she does. She goes to Africa, gives books to kids in Africa. She does a lot of the work like that. And I was like, that's so amazing.
Yes.
And I was like, man, people have been telling me I should write a book for a long time because I used to do a lot of networking. I was like, you should write a book. And I was like, I don't know about what. So it took so many years. But that was my inspiration. So she was like, yo, you need to try it. And what she did, she gave me a book. Let me see if I can find it. I got it anywhere in here. Oh, my God. I think I got it. 1 second.
Okay. So while he's getting the book, I want to thank everybody that just hopped on the live. Thank you, Mopkins J, for Deuce Dummy, Zaza Cups, and thank you for your comments. Y'all can definitely comment, and we'll have a question and answer at the end.
Yep. So it's called Ready, Set, Plan, Then
okay.
Write. Ready, Set, Plan, Then Write. And what the process was, it actually went over from everything from, like, mapping my book out to my writing habits. It went over all of those things. And all I gotta say is, it's 10 times easier to write a book, right, if you structure it first.
So yes.
You structure everything. If you find out what tone you want, what style you want, if you write down all the factors, that book will be written and can be written in, like, less than a month.
That's true.
Because now you know all your points, and how you break down a book chapter by chapter is this. A chapter has its main idea, and then you have three supporting contents on that chapter that you have to support with facts. And then you map your messages out like that 10 times, and then you have a whole book written.
Yes, go on, break it down then, Jamal.
And then what happened was I was looking up the science of color and marketing, so I wanted my book to be, I wanted it to be actually orange and blue. Like, it was going to be orange and professional.
Okay.
Blue, which is the color of confidence.
Okay.
So I actually made this book design myself too.
Okay, I see you.
Yeah,
nice. So, way to go.
And it was a journey. I did pay an editor to edit it.
Okay.
But here's the thing, like, when I paid the editor to edit it, she was like, it was well written. I
nice.
Need help with punctuation. So I paid like an extra $300 to $400 for no reason, pretty much. She's like, you really didn't need me.
Okay.
And then after that, you got to get it formatted. So when you get it formatted, it's like pretty much how your page layout is going to be.
Yes.
You need that definitely. And then you need the cover. And then once I placed it on that, I put it on Amazon and I got it on Ingram and Spark. So now it's going to be actually international. Around the world, and it's going to be in a couple bookstores so far.
Congratulations. That's really exciting. So, this is just I'm really curious because I work with Amazon. My books are published on Amazon as well. I haven't worked with Ingram Spark, but I'm thinking for my next children's book, The Monkey and the Lion, I'm thinking I want to work with Ingram Spark because from speaking with so many different bookstores, a lot of the bookstores use Ingram Spark for the distribution. And if you're not, if your publisher is not, your book is not published with them, Ingram Spark, then they don't accept your book. So I'm thinking that I'm going to go that route next time when I publish my children's book, Monkey and the King. No, that's not the name. Monkey and the Lion. Can you give us any more insight on, you know, what did you think of the experience between Amazon and Ingram, and which one do you prefer?
Money wise, you like are per sale. Money wise, percentage wise, you make more from Amazon.
Interesting.
But Ingram Spark has a lower, let's say, royalty rate, but they have such a high distribution that's what makes it up for it.
Yes.
And they have a lot of promotion things you can pay for that, like a lot of ads you can put your book in the catalog, and all those great things.
Okay.
So I like Ingram Spark, but here's the thing. I would only use them for bookstore distribution if I was actually selling, if I was actually buying and selling myself, like in person, or if I refer you somewhere.
Yes.
I would refer you to Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon, I would make more from Amazon in royalties, but also I get more bang for my buck if I buy a bunch of books from Amazon because they have better shipping rates.
True.
So right now I'm working on an ad I have to do very soon, and I'm going to actually give this ad to a social media group for introverts. But here's the thing: this was the dilemma. Ingram Spark, I was going to give a good discount, like maybe like a 30% off. But okay. Here's the thing: if I gave you 30% off, it would literally be $5 in shipping. So you really would just be paying the same amount you would pay with Amazon with free shipping.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That was a dilemma. So I think for businesses, Ingram Spark is better. For business, for like friends and family to buy from, Amazon's a lot better.
Okay, I like that. That's good to know. For you know anyone that's you know either considering writing a book or have written books, that's definitely good information to know. So I don't know if I said this, but so your book is called How to Boost Social Confidence and an Introvert's Guide to Effortless Interaction. So as he stated, the book is available for you to purchase on Amazon. And tell us about what your podcast is about. What's the name of it? What's the what is it about, and where can we listen?
So my podcast is actually called The Medium. So I started as a podcast, but it's actually a podcast channel now, and I have multiple podcasts, right?
Okay.
So the first one, I'll start to tell you like the whole journey in a little bit. So okay. I started out, the name of the podcast was The Medium Ghetto Podcast because I'm from the hood, originally.
Me too.
So with that being said, I wanted to make sure, like, but when you're medium ghetto, you kind of get out of the hood, but the hood's still in you.
For sure. I mean?
So I wanted to illustrate those things, those topics. We talk about relationships. We talk about celebrities. We talk about, like, different societal changes and expectations and things like that in there. We even have, you know, we even do drink reviews, all kinds of stuff like that. It's real fun. I think the last thing we talked about was the whole Jonathan Majors thing, but we give everything like in a refreshing way of looking at it instead of saying, you know, a lot of news bashes just bashes the celebrity and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we take lessons from it. What could have been better? What you would have done? And we just discuss like more of a healthier, I guess, viewpoint.
And tell me the name of it again.
The Medium Ghetto Channel.
I'm looking it up. Okay, I see it. On YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's if you look at some of our comments, you can see it's a bunch of people arguing with us a lot some days. our shorts are hilarious. I think YouTube is hilarious, man.
Hold on, it started a video. I went to your page to subscribe, and the video started. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, that's what's up. Okay, what else? You said you have several podcasts.
So we got Taking It. I got the Medium Ghetto podcast. I'm about to start my Introverts podcast. It's going to be called Introverts Toolbox, and I'll be going over different self-growth development topics in this toolbox, and also teaching different things on like how to use ChatGPT. Other business things, how to do business tasks. It's going to be everything, but, you know, marketed to introverts.
Okay.
Because I'm more so of a business coach than anything else.
Okay. Well, then, tell us about your business coach practice then. And who are you who's your target audience, per se?
So, I'm not like a paid business coach. I just have a lot of business friends who pretty much contact me and just ask for next steps.
Okay.
So, I do it for free. I don't charge. But most of the time, it happens where, like, I have this issue. Can you help me? You talk me through it. And then usually I talk them through it. But pretty much with that, my target audience right now with businesses is going to mostly be introverts. And my professional background is actually human resources.
Gotcha.
Which helps me a lot with the whole business thing. Because a lot of people, y'all need human resources. A lot of businesses actually, especially small businesses, lack those things that a human resource professional can help with. So I usually help people with their payroll, with their rosters, with their training programs. I just help them create a system with their businesses.
Okay, I understand that. What would you say your favorite part of podcasting would be?
My favorite part of podcasting is just giving like authentic message out there and giving vulnerability and sharing vulnerability. Because I feel as though like that's missing a lot out here. Everything just seems so superficial and perfect. Love like showing like a lot of I like inviting my friends on the podcast, like inviting my colleagues on the podcast, and we get to have a great talk that we're often too busy to have.
Yes,
like, you know, this is such a busy world and life just keeps getting more and more busy. We rarely have any time to chat with our friends anymore, so when we bond during a podcast, we just get to know each other more and more. Podcasting kind of reminds me of that time where you get to sit on the step with your friends late night and you just had that time to get to know your friends. But nowadays, life's just so busy, you rarely get time. But with podcasting, I got more time to be with my friends chatting.
I love that. What's up, China Red? How you doing? Thanks for joining the live. Designs by Zell Baxter. YRO. And everybody on the live, thank you for joining the live with us. A News You Can Use podcast. We are here with our business spotlight, Jamar Sanders. And he is discussing his new book, How to Boost Social Confidence, An Introvert's Guide to Effortless Interactions, available on Amazon and Ingram Sparks. What's up, Reset with Nat? And, so true. My favorite episode is my friend on my podcast. You know, I have a my best friend, Dr. Tamara Pizzoli. She's in Rome, and we only communicate mostly through Instagram chat. But I plan to interview her, and I just know that's going to be the most fun time because we already cut up. So we're going to cut up online. So I like podcasting. I don't necessarily podcast with my friends, but I really do enjoy just engaging with new people, learning more about them, and spreading their messages. That's really why I podcast. I love to talk. I got so much to fucking say. And I want to encourage and inspire people. So that's why I bring the business owners and musicians on, because I really want to show that, you know, no matter what your situation is, whatever your past, all that shit don't matter. Do what you're passionate about. And here are people and examples doing their passion and have gone through things. And now here is the presentation of, okay, I have a solution for that. you know? And so, some of our comments, Chris, Joel, Sally, and Jordan wrote down his book and podcast for my little sister. Okay, thanks for that. Thank you for that, Chris. She's going to enjoy that. And say, y'all are going to enjoy it as BFs. Exactly. So, what else? Let me see. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions. I wrote, where's my Google? I, back in the day, wrote a interview series to get in leaders' heads. It's called Black Influencers Values. Originally, it was a written interview about 15 questions, and I was putting all the answers on Tumblr. So, like, I think when I first started, I interviewed, like, maybe 60, 65 people. So, all of that's on my Tumblr blog. Now, every now and then on this podcast, I go ahead and ask a few questions just to get in people's heads. What did the young you envision, see, think, or was told to make you impact people the way you do?
I'm sure that's a good one. Say it again.
Okay, so it's, let me find it. Okay, here it is. It's, what did the younger you envision, see, think, or was told to make you impact people the way you do?
Well, the younger me, you could definitely, if you guys pick up the book, you're going to see more about my childhood and what influenced introversion, not just the gene, but also the childhood. I remember as a child, I just hung around a lot of more extroverted dudes and ladies. And I always wanted to have a voice. I always wanted to, because I was always quiet and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me, I always had something great to say, and the people closest to me heard the greatness. But the people that needed to hear it in the world, I just never had the courage to do it. And my life, starting out, I always was like, you know, my passion was always like stifled. So my confidence was always stifled. I remember I didn't join the track team. I didn't join any sports because my confidence as a kid was so low.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bullied as a kid. And I remember one time, my teachers believed in me more. A lot of people believed in me more than I ever believed in myself.
Yeah.
I started to have to think, like, yo, if all these people believe in more than myself, I just got to find out what they're seeing.
Yes.
So I tested myself, and I was like, yo, I gotta start evolving and find out what they're seeing and just become more self-aware. So at this point, I was very open. And I remember I was in my mind, I said, I got to get better. I was like 17, 18. I said, I got to get better. And I started seeing my sister read a lot more. Like, she was already, like, 4 years older than me. She was already in high school. So she's a sneak and read books. So, you know, as a younger brother, you're like, what is she doing in her room?
Yeah.
And she's on the bed reading books all the time. So one day, I snuck in there when she was gone. And I was like, what is she reading? So I started getting into books.
Okay.
And reading more uplifting, healthy books. Because if you're in a drug-infested, like, violent area, all you know is that. And you're like, wow, right. There's a lot more hope. There's a lot more great thoughts out there.
Yes.
So this made me think and made me more open to the possibilities. And then everyone who ever believed in me was like, you can do this. You can do more. You can do more. And it just made me realize, like, I needed to attempt and have the confidence to try. And once I start trying and accomplishing more things, I got more confidence.
Yes.
And I started realizing that confidence comes from competence. And that's how, like, the confidence cycle starts. So you start by learning, and confidence is tested. And then once you do it, you get more confident. So what I did, everything I built on, I kept building my confidence. I went to the Marines. I built my confidence. There was many times in Marines where I wanted to quit every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's rough time. But to be honest, it was such hell. In the Marines, I remember it was like the fastest way to get out of Marine Corps boot camp is to pass.
Okay.
It was so hard. It was so bad. It was such hell that's the only way I could get out fast enough is to pass. So I got so motivated at whatever it took to pass. I actually learned how to swim in the Marine Corps boot camp.
What? I had
3 days to learn how to swim.
What? You learned how to swim in 3 days?
I remember on my second day, I didn't get it. And on my last day, if I didn't do it, I would get recycled. So I would be pushed back 30 days.
Ooh.
So what I did, they told me, I remember it was like, yeah, the easiest, the fastest way to get a Marine Corps boot camp is to graduate. And I was like, I can't stand this place no more. So I remember, man, I don't know, the spirits of Michael Phelps got in me. I passed because I couldn't stay there no more. I was like, no. But all this to say is, like, I kept building it. And I just thought about it. I was just like, come from somebody who felt like he was in the sewer so much, not even on ground. And now you're starting to feel like you have your hopes up high. You're starting to live up higher.
Yeah.
You just want to give these gifts to other people. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, I just want to empower people. And it's free. It's, I don't got to give people money. I don't got to do anything like that. And, you know, I just never looked at going from, like, I say it's like a child where I had, like, no self-value in myself to someone who feels valuable is an amazing feat.
Right.
As I honestly thought I'll never get here so far. And it's so amazing that I can just give so much to the people in my life. And I just hope one day, like, I know, like, legacy is bigger than you just having kids and you teach them things. Your legacy is also what you give to your friends.
Yes. Definitely.
And that's what the most important thing to me is, like, just giving to my friends.
I love that, Jamar. And thank you for your service. I don't think I said that earlier, but thank you for your service. As you just stated, it took a lot for you, and you did it. Chris Joel says she was laughing at you, said the spirit of Michael Phelps. And Chris said, glad you learned to swim. But no, you're right. And basically in life and in any situation, it takes practice. If you want to get better or improve on anything, you know, you have to practice that. And that's in our habits, in our personalities, in all aspects of life. So that's real right there, what you said. Let's see. You have a course coming out in the future. Tell us about that. Oh, and hey, Cisco, me. Thanks for joining us. That's our dancing friend.
Mm. All right, so this is what I'm going to have eventually. There's going to be two courses coming out.
Okay.
Oof, oh my God. So one day, so I'm going to give out some free information on YouTube for a little bit, probably like for the next 6 to 8 months. And then afterwards, when I build my customer base, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a subscription box. There is going to be a subscription box for people who are interested in self-help and self-growth, exercise. Is I'm going to have, like, cooking shows on there as well. It's going to be a Netflix for introverts.
Okay.
The first two bucks, it's only going to cost $10 a month. And it's going to be on a platform you can watch on your phone.
Okay.
But I also want to give back to some kids in my area, and I want to do an introverts, like, club or some sort. Or like a soft-spoken club. And oh, nice. I know a lot of the kids who are like into sports and stuff, a lot of them are extroverts, but no one's giving to the kids that are a little bit more quiet and reserved. So I want to do like a kids, quiet and reserved, like kids course as well. So I just got to build these courses. Like the one with the introverts toolbox, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
The kids one, that's an easy one. But I just started teaching more so about introversion and things like that.
Okay, that's dope. Both of those courses sound lovely. And
I also have a podcast, so with the toolbox, it's also going to be a podcast as well. So,
is it out or is it?
We can't. It's not out. Yeah. So if you follow the Medium Ghetto channel, you'll see it within the next 3 weeks.
Okay.
We'll start seeing episodes.
Okay. So, thanks. Hey, James Dickerson, what's up for joining? Thanks for joining the live today. How you doing? What else I wanted to say? Oh. So, okay, you said to go, so you could, how to tap, I'm trying to figure out how to tap into the courses. You said to go to your YouTube?
Just follow the YouTube. You'll start getting some free content and some free education within the next 2-3 weeks. I'm going to start uploading videos and stuff like that. And if you have anything you want to learn, let me know. You can always tap into my Instagram as well if you have questions. And your questions will really help me build more content that are more geared towards y'all needs as well. But I could teach anything from AI. I could teach anything from, what else? I could teach anything from like confidence, planning, finance. I could teach a lot of stuff. And it's just from having to learn these things as a kid with like not much of an upbringing for like these skills. So if you need any help with business things, anything, I also have a business called Lost in the Sauce dot store. Look at Lost in the Sauce dot store. It's my hot sauce brand.
Say it again.
Called Lost in the Sauce.
L-O-S-T in the sauce. .com?
Dot store.
Dot store. Okay. All right. Tell us about your hot sauce. How did you decide you wanted a hot sauce brand?
I won't even lie, man. It was one of those days where you're like, you're just really bored with a lot of stuff and getting like really comfortable in life.
Okay.
I made it in 2000 and I'm trying to think, 2018.
Okay.
I remember the day I was just like, so I went on like a keto thing. Remember the whole keto phase? Everybody was going keto.
The diet.
I lose the weight. I lose a little bit of weight here, you know. I'm just eating like crap at work because I can. And I just gained so much weight. I was like, ew, after the military. So I just couldn't do it no more.
Okay.
So what I did was, I was like, all right, I'm going to go do this keto thing. So I was like, oh, okay, I have barbecue sauce because barbecue sauce has sugar in it.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is have hot sauce. So everything else had a lot of sodium or no flavor. So I looked up how hot sauce is made, and I made it myself. And it was great. But I used to keep it in the break room refrigerator. And then when I came in, someone was like, oh, who hot sauce is this? Then I remember right then, my friend Bob tried it. He was like, yo, this is amazing. How much you want for a bottle? And Arrows tried it. Like, how much you want for a bottle? And they're like, I was like, $10. And I was like, all right, bet. So I actually had more in the car. I don't know why I had more in the car. I just had more in the car. So
popping out the truck.
I made my first $240 from hot sauce in a day. And I was like, oh, this is actually dope.
That's super dope.
Yeah. So I was like, there's a need. And it's funny because I didn't choose hot sauce. Hot sauce chose me. And people have been forcing me to stay in business.
That's
I'm
what's
forced
up.
To stay in business, which is kind of cool.
Because you have a client tale.
Yeah.
People got, like, you got a demand, customer demand.
Exactly. They are literally forcing me to still do this.
That's cool. So yeah. You can go to Lost. L-O-S-T in the sauce dot store to buy the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a 10% coupon on there, too.
Yep, if you subscribe to our email.
Yes. Well, it's been a delight to discuss you, your book, and your journey, Jamar. Proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome for making the strides that you've made. All the way to the point where you're, public speaking, writing books, and have so much confidence to share with others. And that's really what it's all about. What is it? Reach one, teach one. You know, you got to go back and give some back, you know. So I appreciate that. Our last segment of A News You Can Use podcast, I asked each guest... for two gems to drop on aspiring business owners. So what would you say to aspiring business owners?
I'll say get over the fact that your friends and family are not going to buy from you first.
Facts.
A lot of people hope their friends and family are going to buy from you. They don't need to buy from you at all. These are not your market. If they are, that's dope. That's great that you got some friends and family supporting. But customers aren't the people who just ask about your products. Customers pay for your products. They're not the people who ask about it. With all that, a practical tip is to not just learn, just have a product, but learn how to market your product.
Mm-hmm.
And pay for advertisement where your customer base is. Stop wasting your time trying to do one customer at a time when you can make an ad or just pay somebody on Fiverr to make your ad or do your copy for you. You can even use AI to do copy for you now with email and text. And literally, I could just give you what I'm going to do tomorrow, or actually I'm going to do the day after I get from the gym. I'm going to literally make an ad copy, make a picture of my book. It's going to say book launch on Amazon. I'm advertising this on Introverted Instagram. And it's close to a million users, right?
Okay.
On Introverted Instagram, it's going to talk about all the benefits inside of the book. It's going to tell a little bit of my story. It's going to be heartfelt in the copy. And it's going to tell them where to get my book. 10%, I'm only paying $140 for this ad, so I'm hoping 10%. If 10% of a million buy, I'll even take 5% of a million. If 5% of a million buy, that's a good amount of people.
Facts.
But all that to say is it's a lot easier to run a business than you realize, guys. Just stop making things hard. Things don't got to be hard for you to be successful. You can actually have, it's easier success than what people think.
Thank you.
You don't, success isn't like the hardest thing ever just to get by is what I'm trying to say.
No, you're right. You're right.
Everybody want a struggle story. I used to too.
No, I feel that. Thank you so much, Jamar, for taking the time to speak with me here at News You Can Use Podcast. I want to thank all of our guests for jumping on the live. If y'all have any questions, there's a time to drop your questions. We'll answer it. Tell us, Jamar, how do we connect with you on social media, your website, and the book name and where we get the book from again. And podcast. All right. You got a lot going on.
Me up. You can actually hit the link up here. There should be a link that says both our names.
Yes.
Go to High Ticket Introvert. Hit follow right then and there.
Yes.
On top of that, it has a link to my book in the bio. You can go buy my book in the bio. It's on Amazon.com. If you buy from Amazon, it can get to you in 2 days. Or you can ship it to people for gifts. What else? You can go to LostTheSauce.store. If you go to my High Ticket Introvert bio as well, it has my hot sauce link as well, it has my podcast link as well in my bio.
So really, Instagram.
I'm about to come out with a whole recipe series, so get ready for my recipe series. And definitely watch me on YouTube, comment on YouTube, ask me, let's talk. You can get very catty. We talked about last time, Jonathan Majors, we talked about P. Diddy. We're going to be talking about a lot of things from Zodiac Signs. My birthday's next month, so.
Hey!
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
I'm getting up there. It's going too fast.
Turn up. I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I really appreciate you taking the time to meet with us. I actually just, Team Aquarius, a male in there too. Team Aquarius in the house. Ew.
I'm February
18th. Ew. Hers the 18th too.
Oh, we twins.
Birthday twins.
Twins. That's a, you know what's crazy about the 18th? That's the last day to be Aquarius.
Oh, y'all on the cusps?
We're a cusp baby, so we get a little bit of, humanity from Pisces.
Okay.
We're a little bit more emotional when it comes to other Aquarius.
Okay. That water sign kind of hits you with the emotions on.
Yeah, if not, we're going, you know who Aquarius, I don't like this Aquarius.
Who?
Blueface.
Who's that?
You know, like the singer, rapper Blueface?
No, I don't know who that is.
Look, he's a horrible person, but look him up.
I'm going to look him up. Hilarious.
But then you got J. Cole. J. Cole's Aquarius. Yeah.
Okay.
I even think Michael Jordan is actually Aquarius as well. I gotta check.
Okay, we go Team Aquarius. She said, yep, my family is a bunch of Aquarius. It's Chris Joel. LOL. They had to have to deal with my Leo self. God bless them. Bless them all, right?
Yeah, Leos like the attention. Aquarius hate when we get too much attention. We just don't like it.
Interesting.
Leave us alone.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all so much. Thank you again, Jamar. And thank you for everybody who have joined the live. Emil Henry says, birthday twins and psychic powers from Pisces. Okay. Thank you. Blueface is trash. Oh, damn.
We got to evict his birthday somehow.
Hilarious.
Maybe you can send it to the Capricorns, but hey.
That's hilarious. I want to thank everybody who joined us on the live here at Instagram. If you are going to listen to this podcast Once I put it on Spotify now, Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, then come back and follow my Instagram page at Frenchaire, FrenchAire underscore Gardner, GARDNER. I'd be remiss to leave the air without inviting you to support my authorship journey, my own author journey. I have, oh, thank you. I'm glad I said this, brought this up. Tomorrow, the first edition of my children's book, Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore, will be available for free download. It's the ebook, the Kindle ebook. It'll be available to get for free through January 30th. So go get my book. I have the links are in my bio. Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? The first edition is an ebook and it's on sale for free. So tell all your friends to download the book and share the link with your peoples. Mommy and Daddy, Do You Still Love Me Anymore? The second edition is available in paperback, ebook, also translated in Spanish, and also available as an audiobook, Finding Joy in the Journey, Volume 2, Healthy Ways of Finding Joy During Difficult Times, is a 90-day devotional. There's also accompanying a journal that goes to it that's available. It's a 90-day devotional. Also available are Gold Nuggets for Entrepreneurs, Lessons That Change Your Life, which is a great book by 11 different authors talking about business. It's available in hardcover, paperback, and ebook. And two more books I wrote in the single Saved Struggle. The Struggle Continues. That's an audiobook only available on my website at Frenchaire.com, FrenchAire.com. And lastly, my last book, that I co-wrote in was, The Strategy and Struggle, which is a part two, of a mini ebook series. So those books, all my books and things are available on my website at Frenchaire.com, FrenchAire.com. And I also have art on there. You can also go to my second Instagram page, which is PR, like Public Relations Frenchaire, here on Instagram. And I have a shop on there, and you can buy the books and the art on the shop, in the shop at PR Frenchaire. Yes. I'm trying to think of all of my announcements while I'm on here. Give me 1 second. I'm going to get my purse real quick. I am going to be in a fashion show here in Dallas, Texas. So I want to invite you to it. Just need to get the flyer for the details. So DFW Fashion Week presents Fire and Ice Fashion Show. Sunday, April 14th, 2024 is hosted by T. LaToya and Jay Spence. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. Show starts at 12 p.m. Fire and Ice Fashion Show will take place at Lofty Spaces at 816 Montgomery Street, Dallas, Texas, 75215. Go like the DFW Week page for more updates. I'm trying to think what else I got. Go to Spotify, follow Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whichever one you listen to. Follow the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and lastly, please leave us a review of the podcast and the books, you know, even when you're buying Jamar's books, leave us reviews on our podcast.
We love reviews
because what reviews do is help us to get more people to notice our books and podcasts. So please leave us a review. And again, we thank you for tuning in and taking the time with us on a News You Can Use podcast. Peace.
Peace out.